Or what would you say I do if I bring my foot down real hard on the floor? You say
stoned.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if you meet a girl at church or somewhere and you want to see that she gets home safely, you might say, well, may I
take you home?
Mm-hmm. Would it make any difference what you would say if you were going to walk with her or give her a ride in a car?
May I walk you home? May I drive you home?
Okay. Say if somebody's got in his car stuck in the mud, you might get a chain, put it on his front bumper, and him out.
Put him out or tow him out?
Mm-hmm. Or get behind him and give him a
push.
Okay. What would you say, talking about having to carry something that's real heavy, like a trunk, instead of saying you carried that trunk for a block, you'd say,
towed it.
Okay. All right. Or say some children are in the kitchen or playing around a hot stove. The person might say, well, now that stove's real hot, so
stay away from it.
Or don't
touch it.
Say those
don't
things.
Touch it.
Mm-hmm. Say if I needed a hammer, I might tell you a hammer, please.
Bring me.
Okay. And if you're playing tag, young children are playing tag, was there is there a place that you can run to where you can be safe?
Base.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And say if I throw you a ball, you're supposed to?
Throw it back?
Well, you throw it at me and I'm supposed to?
Catch it.
Yeah. You threw it and I?
Caught it.
And I have everyone you threw.
Caught.
Say if you and somebody else are supposed to meet in town, you might tell them, well, if I get there before you, I'll
wait. Wait on you.
Okay. Say if your father has a hired man who's just been goofing off, you might say, your father might say, well, so-and-so just hadn't been doing his job. Looks like I'm going to have to
fire him.
Or
get rid of him.
And he might come back later and say, oh, come on, just give me another
chance.
Somebody who's in a, got a smile on his face and something pleasant to say about people, you might say, oh, so-and-so sure seems to be in a good
mood.
All right. What about something else you might say there? Or he's got a good sense of, somebody who can take things real well without getting mad. Oh, so-and-so's got a good sense of,
H-U-M-O-R? Humor.
Yeah, okay. So talk about somebody who really doesn't know what's going on at all. You might say, so-and-so doesn't know what's going on, but he just, like he does.
Acts like he does.
Yeah, okay. What about if a boy leaves something valuable out on his desk, and when he gets back, it's gone? He might say, all right, who
stole it?
Okay. Want to say that again?
Stole.
Okay. This expression, you might say, well, I'd forgotten about that, but now.
Then I remember it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You might say, well, you must have a better memory than I do because I
can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you want to get in touch with somebody, instead of calling them on the phone, you might sit down and
write a letter.
Yeah, if you did it yesterday, you
wrote a letter.
And you have
written.
If you go to all the trouble of writing, if you say you expect to get
a letter back,
or and to your letter.
What now?
Okay, you go to all that trouble of writing, so you expect to get an
answer.
Yeah. When you write the letter, you take the envelope and you do what to it?
Address it.
Mm-hmm. You might say, I'd like to write old so-and-so, but I just don't know his
address.
Yeah. A boy has learned how to do something like whistle between his teeth. If you're curious about that, you might ask him, well, who taught you how to do that?
Taught you.
Say, if a farmer's